This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to discover something of the delight of experiencing God's grace as described in the book of Galatians. There are now well over 7 billion people on planet Earth. Think for a moment about the fact that God called you by the grace of Christ. When Paul recognized this for himself, he was transformed. His life and the direction of his life were never the same again. He had worked hard to become a spiritual leader, harder than all his contemporaries. Now he was what God called him to be by grace. He and Barnabas were given the right hand of fellowship when they, that is, James, Peter, and John, recognized the grace given to him, that is, Paul. He now was a bona fide member of the family of God, like Abraham, to whom God made a promise. The promise was that God would bless all people on earth through him. There is an inheritance associated with being a part of this family. It is not received because you work hard for it. Listen to Galatians 3:18. God in his grace gave it, the inheritance, to Abraham through a promise. Think of it. God called you by his grace to become a part of his family. When you by faith responded to that call, he by grace forgives you and rescues you from the present evil age. You become a child of God. As a child of God, you are promised an inheritance. It's yours by grace. You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. By faith, accept it. Then take time to rejoice and delight in it. More importantly, delight in the gracious God who is your Abba Father. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.